Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Welcome, everyone. Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. It is Monday, first day of the week, September the 23rd, 2013. Hope all of you guys had a fabulous, fabulous weekend, because that's a key word for today. It's 3 p.m. Atlanta, 12 p.m. Los Angeles. BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com. Get on over there. Become a free member. Check out the great things happening. There's so much to see there. You can follow me on Twitter, at Kalithia. Also on Instagram, at KalithiaBGE. So a few quick announcements prior to getting to today's show, because I'm just so excited with today's guest, because it's so in our arena. First, I would like to mention to all you guys, maybe you guys remember L.Y. Marlowe that joined me here. Saving Promise founder, CEO of Saving Promise, was here on BGE Radio. Her organization is out of Washington, D.C., and her focus is on domestic violence and sexual abuse. Well, October, which is just next week, October is Domestic Violence Month. And in support of to create the awareness of that common issue, we many know have experienced it, we all have. And Saving Promise has launched their I Promise campaign. And what this campaign does is just to promote, as I said, the awareness of domestic violence. They're going to run it all the way through to the end of the month. Just basically, you can go to their website, savingpromise.org, to pledge, for them to get a letter to President Obama on this issue. So all of that information is on their website. It's officially launched, and it will be running through October. So get on over and support them. And for more information, you can get over to savingpromise.org. Next little announcement I'd like to mention to you guys. You guys know next week, October the 5th, it is going down in the ATL, Atlanta. It's the ultimate HBCU experience with our favorite fellas of the city, the 100 Black Men of Atlanta. Atlanta Football Classic, yes, October 5th. Georgia Dome is game day. South Carolina State versus North Carolina A&T, 100 Black Men, another successful year for them. For many of you guys that don't know, and I try to express this to you guys, or some people didn't know, but Project Success is a 501c organization as a part of the 100 Black Men Incorporation. It's in correlation with some of the most, many of you guys know that the 100 Black Men is a coalition of many of the, Atlanta's most influential men organized to empower Atlanta communities that are challenged, pretty much. Well, Project Success is one of their 501c organizations. They host this Atlanta Classic each year, where, pretty much shuts down the city in an effort to fundraise for their organization, Project Success, which encourage young people to be self-motivated and confident, stressing the importance of strong work ethics. The program's long-term goal is to create and educate a workforce of well-rounded individuals that understand the importance of giving back. So pretty much they go to these challenged areas around Atlanta, and they select certain students, and they put them through a full program and develop them, and at the end they cover their college expense. How awesome is that? This is why the Atlanta Classic is put on each year, an effort to continue on that legacy and building, our community in Atlanta and empowering our youth. So definitely, I'm always in support of the Football Classic, because it is just awesome, awesome what the 100 Black Men do. And these children are really out there learning. They're really getting them through college. They're really changing their lives. It's just awesome. You can go on to, 100 Black Men website and read more testimonies and see more. For those of you that don't know, I'm sure there's not many that don't know, but definitely get on over to AtlantaFootballClassic.com. Come join the fun. If you're in the Atlanta area, You know, get your tickets. There's so many events around the city. Game day is October 5th, and they have new teams this year. So not only will you enjoy the game, you also enjoy the battle of the bands. And I'm hearing, ooh, they've been hyping it up. So this year is supposed to be the ultimate HBCU experience, and very, very much looking forward to that. And lastly, World AIDS Day 14 Atlanta. Many of you guys know that Build, Grow, and Enjoy has partnered with Philanthropy Concierge and the National Conference of Black Women, Anees Inc., and Stand Inc. to host the first ever World AIDS Day as a national initiative to sound the alarm and stop the spread of HIV and AIDS in Atlanta Metro. The save the date is out. You can get more information on BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. November the 29th, 2014 through December the 1st, 2014 is when this event will be hosted in the city of Atlanta to create that awareness on the major crisis that has been a growing problem that has grown into actually a monster for over the last 10 years. Number one in the nation for African-American women, HIV and AIDS contracting that disease, those diseases. And in addition to that, Atlanta is overall in the nation number five. So there just has to be something that has to be done. And the World AIDS Day 14, 2014, World AIDS Day Atlanta, has selected the city of Atlanta to come in and sound the alarm in support of stopping the spread. So as the time moves forward, Build, Grow, and Enjoy will be having all the exclusive coverage on who's going to be a part of it, who's coming to speak, who's coming to do what all the parts, moving parts are. I can just tell you guys, it's going to be big. So get ready, mark on your calendar, November the 29th, December the 1st, 2014. You're going to come out and get tested. You're going to see these resources. But, you know, in the meantime, wrap it up, definitely. So for information, BillGrowAndEnjoy.com, and then click on philanthropy. You're going to be in shock when you see the story, the news report by 11 Alive in Atlanta. So as I said, the save the date, November 29th through December 1st, 2014, and be ready. So BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. Philanthropy, and then on to our guest today. Philanthropy, making a difference, service to others, giving back, making a change, however you say it. It takes a lot of heart, drive, and most important, passion. And today joining me, philanthropy is what this fabulous organization is all about. You hear me say that keyword again. With a focus to promote charitable giving while empowering homeless girls. Fabulous friends in philanthropy, Kim Bro is here with me today. Now, Kim, you are the founder and CEO of this organization, and welcome to BGE Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Yes, I am the founder of the organization. We're a relatively new organization, but I'm not new to the nonprofit space in the Atlanta area.
Awesome. You know, homelessness is a big issue in Atlanta, so I commend you and your team and all the difference that you guys are making in the community.
Thank you so much. And originally, our thoughts were to provide the scholarship for the homeless girls just to, you know, aid them in completing their college education. But then, you know, once we got a couple of girls in the program, realized that there were so many things that they needed in addition to, you know, that money. That money was a very small piece of the puzzle. So just, you know, exposing them to culture and the arts and just getting them out in the community and out of their little space and helping them to grow as productive citizens has really kind of been our focus from the beginning.
Right, right. Well, I love the name. It's such a welcoming name for, you know, an organization. First, I would like for you to tell the listeners who you are, and then let us know about this issue on what motivated you to go ahead and start your organization, Friends, Fabulous Friends in Philanthropy.
Sure. Again, my name is Kim Bro. I'm currently located in Atlanta, Georgia. I work for Nationwide Insurance, and I handle all of the marketing and community outreach for the company for the region. And in that role was really given the opportunity to serve on different nonprofit boards in the Atlanta area. Right now I'm serving on five boards, and that doesn't include the work that I do with United Way. I'm the homeless rep for the Community Investment Committee for United Way and very heavily involved with that. So really saw, you know, hands on the homelessness situation within the community through my job. Because my passion has always been children, and just, you know, when you're out on the street, you know, and you see a homeless child, it breaks your heart. So just wanted to do something on my own to try to affect change in the lives of these kids. So, you know, went ahead and incorporated, founded the organization, and really the name really just came from, you know, all of my girlfriends that I know that are in the local area that have nonprofits and are just doing a great job and doing great work in that space, and we're all just very fabulous.
So, right.
So hence the name. You know, just in the spirit of partnership and just trying to get the job done, you know, it takes a village to raise a child and it takes a village to make a difference. And so just really wanting to partner with local organizations and nonprofits and government entities to just try to get resources to these kids, specifically girls, so that they could go ahead and you know, be productive citizens.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. Give us some stats on what's going on with the homelessness in Atlanta. I know it's huge, and you know I'm always, you know, I'm between three cities, and I see it growing, and I'm getting, you know, seeing like some of the stats coming back as it getting, you know, I don't know if it's getting that worse, but it's up there. You know, I go to LA down to Skid Row, and it's ridiculous out there, and Atlanta's on the top of that list.
Yeah, it is pretty bad. And, you know, right now I think we're sitting on about 60,000 homeless children in the state of Georgia, which, you know, in my opinion is just, it's crazy. And, you know, and homelessness in the true sense of the definition is, you know, basically if you don't have a lease or a mortgage, you're homeless. So, you know, I live in Gwinnett County, and there are a lot of those, the in-town suites that you may see, like the extended stay hotels, you know, the school buses pick up there, which means people are living there, and those people are considered homeless. And it's just, you know, I participate with the street-to-home outreach with the Regional Commission on Homelessness, and we go out at 5 o'clock in the morning and basically just comb the streets looking for homeless people to try to get them to come in. And, you know, a lot of what we see are adults, but there are a lot of kids living on the street, and that there's, we have to do something. You know, and the number is growing because, you know, people just don't realize how many kids are out there and, you know, how many babies, you know, women with that are homeless, they have children, they have babies, they're home, you know, they're on the street. So, you
right.
know, the numbers are skyrocketing and, you know, we just all need to kind of pull together and kind of do our part to try to make a change.
Right. So what are some of the things that you guys do with these ladies, just going more in depth so that everyone can know? What are some of the activities or things that you guys taking them off the street? I see you've been on your website, you have one homeless young lady that was on X Factor. Was that one of you guys' ladies that came through your program?
No, actually, that's someone that that had reached out to me actually for the scholarship program, oddly enough. The young lady that we're working with, we have three girls right now that we're actually awarding scholarships to on October 16th. One girl I've been working with over the past year, she's at Georgia State. She's been homeless since 2008. Both of her parents are deceased. Her father's brother lived in the States, and she's Nigerian. Basically came over to the States, got into an argument with the uncle about some reading that she was doing in school that he thought wasn't appropriate for her to read, which was some Shakespearean literature, put her out. So she put herself through high school and enrolled in college, and that's when I met her. Basically, just working with her, you know, just getting her exposed. And, again, through my job, you know, I'm able to attend. You know, I'm at meetings all the time. And, you know, a lot of times we take these things for granted. You know, I'm at the mayor's office all the time. I'm, you know, doing a lot of high-profile things simply because of the nature of what I do. But when I know that I'm going someplace that may enhance her world, you know, I call her and I'm saying, hey, you know, because I talk to her pretty much every day, you know, and we text all the time. And I'll call her and say, hey, you know, what are you doing today? Are you free? And if she isn't, I go and get her and I take her with me. So that way she's exposed to these things, you know, the High Museum, just anywhere that I think will, you know, broaden her world. The two other girls that we have, we actually just got, and one of my board members actually saw the child on the news. She's with Clayton County School System. recently graduated with a 4.5 GPA, and she's going into Spelman University as a junior. Her sister, yeah, and her sister is, it was salutatorian as well, and so just started working with them and the children's mother, who also has formed a nonprofit to help help other homeless families with expenses that the government won't cover. So, you know, just made that partnership very, very excited about it because, again, you know, I've been working with one girl for over a year, and so to get, you know, two additional girls, it just, it's really been, it's been great.
Right. So it's very, a very intimate type of mentor and focus.
Very hands-on, that, very intimate.
Yeah, hands-on. Yeah, that, and that's what it's about, you know, developing that relationship and encouraging them. You know, I get so many young ladies myself and have, I mean, you know, us as, you know, older women, it's our job to do that. So, like I said, I commend you because I know it is draining, girl.
It's hard. And, you know, I don't have any kids. So.
Right.
So, you know,
yeah.
I've always said, you know, my
energy,
my,
you know.
Exactly. But to see them grow, and I mean, you know, the child that I've had for the past year, you know, when I first met her, she's a very, very shy child, very, very shy. And
right.
to see the difference in her now, you know, I go to pick her up and she gets in the car and she, you know, they say you feed them long enough, they begin to, you know, act like you.
Right.
She's a catty patty, you know. She gets in the car and she's just so excited and she wants to share with me what, you know, how her day was, and if she has a problem, she'll call or text me and we talk, and you know, we try to go to dinner, you know, once a week to catch up, and you know, it's just been a phenomenal difference in just her attitude toward life and just everything. So yeah, it works. It works.
Yeah. Fabulous friends in philanthropy here on DG Radio, powered by Blog Talk with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. It is 3:16 p.m. Atlanta, 12:16 Los Angeles. I'm on air with founder, CEO, Kim Brough, with this fabulous organization that helps and support and mentors homeless young ladies in the city of Atlanta. Now, you have, you mentioned something about October 16th date, so tell us a little more about that.
Sure. October 16th, we will be awarding three $500 scholarships. That will be at Buckhead Bottle Bar on East Paces Ferry from 6 to 9 p.m. What I did during the course of the year, because, again, we're a new nonprofit, still waiting for our tax-exempt status because the IRS is way, way behind. I've been hosting philanthropy mixers every other month at Garden Beers, highlighting other nonprofits. And so what I've done, there really aren't any mixers in the city that kind of put you in a space with other, you know, thought leaders and other nonprofit organizations. And so what I decided to do was host this mixer, highlighting other nonprofits, allow them to display, you know, I supply vendor tables, so allow them to display and give them mic time to engage the crowd. So our first one, we had Big Brothers Big Sisters there. United Way was in attendance. Choices, we've highlighted Usher's New Look Foundation, Mary Pat Hector, Hank Stewart's Foundation, you know, a lot of heavy hitters, but also a lot of smaller nonprofits that people may not know about. And the effort to basically, you know, educate on homelessness and also, you know, highlight these other nonprofits, because people want to volunteer. And, you know, for me, I'm not that person to kind of go out on the corner and you know, sort food. You know, I'm really good working on strategy teams, you know, boards where I can, you know, give high-level, you know, information and help them to move forward. And a lot of people don't really know that there are different things that they can do to volunteer. So use that mixer to basically raise the money, you know, for the scholarship, because, we, you know, I still have these girls and I still have to, you know, give them their money. So it's been a long year.
Right.
But we have donors that are really, really, they support us. They stand behind us. They're at every mixer. And, again, you know, we're highlighting other nonprofits in the spirit of collaboration. So it's gotten us where we need to be in October so that we can go ahead and grant these girls these scholarships so that they can, you know, continue their education and help them with what they have to, you know, pay for school.
And your scholarship fund, which I love the name, by the way, again, is Petals in Bloom. So
yeah.
the objectives, you have, you know, to end homelessness for the student by assisting with college degree completion and job placement, reduce the condition contributing to the lack of access, assist with financial support for education-related expenses, and there's much more listed on your website, which I would like for you to share to the listeners, your website and how they can follow you and any other information you'd like to share, even donate.
Sure. Sure, thank you. Our website is www.fabulousfriendsinphilanthropy.org. We're also on Twitter, and that would be at FFIP. We're on Facebook. I'm a very heavy social media user, so I will engage you if you tweet me in real time. We're everywhere. So, you know, if there are any questions out there, or if you'd like to stop by, again, you know, our last mixer for the year is October 16th at Buckhead Bottle Bar from 6 to 9 p.m. Please do so. We'd be, love to have you. And just look forward to moving forward and making a difference in the community.
Awesome. And people can volunteer. They can also sign up for updates on the website and just keep in mind all the great things that you guys are doing. And also the Make a Donation button is right on the site for easy donations to people that would like to go and support.
That's correct. Thank you.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, if there's anything else you'd like to share, and of course I want to know, you don't want you to leave us with some words of encouragement, but I do as a leader, and because I want to ask you this, and you are a leader, you're working with, you know, young women, you are an African woman, African-American woman yourself, I just want you to take on this and answer when we get for the break so all the listeners can say, hear this, because I'm working on this. We're working towards the HIV World, the AIDS Day, the issue that's happening in Atlanta, why our women are number one African-American women in the nation with HIV and AIDS. Now, I came in April and did a discovery trip, but I want to hear from your standpoint working in the world of homelessness, what are you seeing and what do you suggest needs to be done to make that change? So just think on that and we'll be right back.
Will do.
Need help with your marketing plan? Diamond Roots can virtually guarantee that you succeed in meeting your business objectives. Visit www.diamondroots.com. Diamond Roots is a premier marketing and PR agency focused on providing cutting-edge strategies for business-to-business communication campaigns that deliver tangible results. Visit www.diamondroots.com or call 404-228-3052. That's 404-228-3052.
Hello, this is Dr. Josue Andino. Tune in every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio. In Search of a Healer is a natural health show that answers all of your health questions and concerns. Join the journey to finding all of your health solutions every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio.
Hey, what's going on? It's Jiggy Jag, Jigman Freud from Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We do the big program, Build, Grow, and Enjoy presents each and every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com. It's a featured show because we have a lot of featured content. Great guests. We have bloggers, podcasters, marketing people, people who are influential in the world of business and entertainment. We talk to them each and every Friday, Build, Grow, and Enjoy on Blog Talk Radio.
Social media is not as fast and is becoming increasingly more popular. Social media is the new paradigm for advertising and marketing. Social media is 24/7 and ever-changing. Whether you are a novice, intermediate, or advanced, there's always something to be learned. Are you getting the ROI that you expect? Do you not have time to manage your social media network? Do you know the strategies to effectively attract followers? Do you know how to effectively set up and use autoresponders? Jay can show you how to manage your social media on a platform and much more at Social Media.
Welcome, I'm Pamela Reese Wardlaw at the Preparation Room with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, where we worship and praise God and prepare the way for the Lord. Come on in and let's get this show started.
Hi, this is Jeff Fox, Celebrity Radio Host. Rocking the Box in New York City on 107.5 WVLS, nationwide Sirius XM Soul Town 49, and the Jeff Fox Radio Show online at jefffoxshow.com. But when I need to get more knowledge on social media, then I got to check out Jay and Ross on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Keith Keller in Melbourne, Australia, and you are listening to the only Jay and Ross the Boss, host of Socially Yours on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Remember, you are already awesome. Our job is to make you world famous.
And we are back. We are back. Welcome back. Build, grow, and enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins, here on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio, on air with fabulous friends and philanthropy at SFIP. You can follow Kim Bro, who is the founder and CEO, on air with me right now on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at Kalithia, and of course, buildgrowandenjoy.com to get more information. Now, Kim. Prior to us going to the break, I asked you a question. Since you work with women, you know, you're an African-American woman yourself. What are you seeing in the world of homelessness out there in the field when it comes to HIV and AIDS, and what do you think that needs to be done in stopping this spread with us dying in Atlanta?
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. And, you know, a lot of the issues that, you know, homeless girls face are similar issues that, you know, any young woman would face. And what I've noticed that with the girls that have aged out of the system, you know, it's access to health care. That was one of the issues that I currently have with a child that's at Georgia State, you know, not having health care. And that's something that you think, you know, every child should have, but a child with a parent does. These kids have no parent. So there's that issue. And then, you know, the other issue is Atlanta has a huge sex trafficking problem, and I recently learned the extent of what that problem is through a nonprofit organization called Youth Spark. And they are some Fulton County attorneys that have gotten together, and they have a nonprofit to bring awareness to the problem and try to help, you know, solve issues around that. But there are a lot of young girls on the street that are involved in sex trafficking, and that's a reality that a lot of Atlantans won't face.
Right.
You know, that in and of itself is a huge, huge issue because,
right.
you know, you don't even know where these girls are to even try to bring them in.
Right.
And then the third issue is just is mentorship. A lot of what I've seen with the young women that I work with, they just need someone to talk to. And when you can provide that positive role model for them, and I'm very, you know, most people that know me understand that I'm very particular about my brand, how I carry myself. And when they see that and they see a positive role model, they're less likely to, you know, be involved in activities that are, you know, not becoming of a young lady.
Right.
Hence not having sex and just teaching them abstinence, because you have way too many things on your plate right now to think about than, you know, sex.
Right.
So, you know, with the girls that I work with, just, you know, keeping them focused, keeping them engaged, as you would any child. But what people, you know, again, don't realize that these kids don't have a parent to kind of help them through that process. So, you know, just helping them to stay engaged, helping them to stay active in other activities, you know, teaching them abstinence. You know, the girls that I work with are a little bit older, so, you know, if birth control is an issue, you know, teaching them about that. You know, one child that I was mentoring had never been to the doctor for a physical, you know, and she was 19. So, you know, just those little things. I think it's just a lot of different things that, you know, they're facing.
Right. Yeah, you hit it nail on. Thank you for sharing that with us. It is it's a growing, it's an awful, awful issue that's going on, and no one's talking about it. So it's just a blessing.
No one wants to talk about it.
For coming in, and it's time. Because, I mean, literally, the rate is higher than that of African countries. It's bad.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Thank you for sharing that, and definitely look forward to you coming to join us. So make sure you save that date, Kim, those dates, because they're coming in, and it's gonna shake some people up, but it has to.
And it should. And people just need to know. And I think when you're educated about something, you can make a difference. But you know, oftentimes people want to drive to their communities and, you know, go into the suburbs, into their homes, and leave the problem on the street. And, you know, that problem becomes everyone's problem. So we all have to pitch together and, you know, and make a difference and make a change. And you can't make a change just inside of your home.
No. No, we got to come together as a community. Well, thank you for those words. Is there anything else you'd like to share with the listeners? And then after that, can you leave us with some words of encouragement? I know it's going to be powerful.
I don't know about powerful, but I can leave you with the words. I would just say, you know, just do what you can to make a difference. You know, it takes a village to raise a child. Just, you know, do something, you know. Oftentimes people think that they have to do something big to make a difference, and you don't. One of the quotes that I have on my website says, you know, many small people in many small places do many small things that can alter the face of the world. You know, it doesn't matter what you do. Just get out and do something to make a difference.
Right, right, right. Well, it's been an honor to have you, Kim. I really enjoyed you being here with me on the air. And my blessings and continued success to you, because you, it's a passion for you, and you're doing what you're supposed to do. But I just want to say continued success to you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for the time. This has been awesome. I really, really appreciate it.
Awesome, awesome. And there you guys have it, Kimbro, Friends in Philanthropy. I hope I said that right. I should have said that right. Friends, Fabulous Friends in Philanthropy. Get on over to her website, and the website is, say it again, Kim.
It's www.fabulousfriendsinphilanthropy.org, or you can catch us on Twitter at FFIP, or on Facebook. Fabulous Friends in Philanthropy is our Facebook page.
Awesome, awesome. And there you guys have it. Get on over there and donate to this fabulous lady that's making a difference with our young ladies and the issue that's happening in Atlanta. So that's going to conclude our show for today, everyone. You can get over to BillGrownAndJoy.com. Follow me on Twitter at Kalithia. I am going to be off the air for about a couple of weeks, you guys. You know when I'm off the air, what am I doing? I'm in motion. Philanthropy projects, I have to get out to events, show my face, do what I need to do to support. Heading to Los Angeles for a big event out in Beverly Hills. Then, guess what? I'm in the ATL. I'm coming back home. So I'm going to be in town enjoying the 100 Black Men Classic, the Battle of the Bands, and support project success. So, in the meantime, this is your time to get caught up on all of our archive show, BillGrownAndJoy.com. You know, you can get caught up. We're all on the go. And in the meantime, have a great week. Have a great week. As I always tell you, build, grow, and enjoy.